It's Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Today, Apple was considering encrypted backups, backed off. Why? And Jeff Bezos hacked. How it happened, and what we can learn. This is the Business of Tech. The internet is abuzz with the Reuters story that Apple was working on fully encrypted backups of their devices to iCloud and stopped when the FBI complained the move would hurt investigations. This directional change was made 2 years ago, but is being reported now. The original plan for Apple was to offer users end-to-end encryption when storing their phone data to iCloud, and that Apple would no longer have the key to unlock the data. The FBI objected during private talks, according to a former Apple employee. Another former employee offers another explanation. The project was stopped over concerns that more customers would be locked out of their data. Apple's current approach is to focus on protecting the most sensitive data, such as saved passwords and health data. So why do we care? This is a juicy one. If Apple offered encrypted backups, then there would be no way to retrieve data. And this could also create more problems from a support perspective. Which is the reason? By keeping quiet, we don't know. And in today's environment, tech is naturally under suspicion. There's a healthy debate to be had over privacy and encryption. I'm not going to use my time on that because there's lots of hot takes out there already. Instead, I want to focus on something else. First, Apple is betting on privacy as a feature. I've said numerous times that the cover-up is worse than the crime, and here's another example. If they'd been transparent about where their lines are and what their decisions were, this wouldn't be a story. From my perspective, you have to walk the walk if you're touting privacy in this way, and it appears they may not be. Second, if you believe the market should decide, you should be upset that the government is potentially dictating product decisions in secret. If you want this to be a healthy public debate, you should be upset that the government is doing this in secret. This is the worst of both worlds, happening in secret. And thus, the lesson and takeaway. It's the secrecy that's causing the angst. Going secret is both neither free market nor public debate. And that's my insight here. Covering it up, always worse than the crime. According to a report in The Guardian, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos was the victim of a hacking operation conducted via WhatsApp, potentially involving the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The breach was an unsolicited message from the Crown Prince, or an entity in control of his WhatsApp. The message contained a video file that contained the malware, which exposed an unknown amount of data, but is believed to be significant. From a timeline perspective, this breach happened 5 months before journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered, and a few months later, text messages and images Bezos sent to his mistress were also published. So why do we care? I'll start with a really sympathetic angle. We should be more forgiving sometimes of users clicking on things. Jeff Bezos is protected by a ton of security, is, I have every reason to believe, a sophisticated user, and fell for a phishing attack. The next time you deal with a user who clicked something, remember this. Targeted attacks, they work. And as reported over and over again, attacks are brazen and specifically targeted now. So several takeaways. From the previous story, we should be having a clear public debate about privacy, what our expectations are, and how to best set those up. I'm beating on this issue because it's my belief that the listeners of this podcast, those involved in the delivery of technology services, are the best equipped to be part of the solution. I also think there's a big opportunity here. Those companies and businesses that start addressing these problems, both with products and with services, are going to do very, very well. And as for the exposure of Bezos' mistress, Star Wars always has the real insight.
Listen, big deal. You got another problem. Women always figure out the truth. Always.
Today's episode is brought to you by MSP Radio, my new company behind the podcast. If you like this podcast and are finding value in the content, here are three things you can do to help me out in my new venture. First, sign up for the newly launched newsletter at mspradio.com. Each week, you'll get summaries of stories, videos going deeper into some of the news, and updates on upcoming appearances and streaming events. Second, share the podcast and the newsletter with one or two colleagues. You know somebody who could use a quick 5-minute insight into the technology services and what the news means to them, so send them information about the show. Finally, to get involved with that conversation, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. We've got lots of new subscribers this week. Welcome aboard. Hope this is insightful and educational and a little bit fun. Look forward to the continued conversation online on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.